if the person knows about it. Even if he doesn't know, it's a din kavod to give people kavod even if they don't know. I heard a similar thing once from a kosher person. He said, Avram Krasinski, it was different in itself, that he said, Avram Krasinski, the Taurus Avram, they once found him dancing around his table. So he asked him what he's doing. He said, there's a chasana, one of the bachelor yeshiva getting married. I couldn't make it to the wedding, but I can still dance. It's like a little bit of a similar idea. You know, it's not just for the chasen. It's proper, they give vent to proper emotions. Okay, anyway. Okay, Dr. Gawande, we have a guest here in Miami.
Yeah, very high guest.
What's your guest? Okay, it surprised me today. Okay, very nice.
I know he's excited to be there.
Okay, very nice. Okay, anyway, so let's learn here a little bit. So we're trying to figure out, I think I sent a question this morning. I don't remember what I sent anymore, but basically, what was the question? Anyone know?
On the gong.
Basically, the simple pshat in the Gemara. The gong, okay, I remember the question, I guess. The Gemara is saying that the fact that Karen is not Mu'ad Mitzkirasan is a Kula. Okay, we don't understand exactly pshat that, how Rashi or the Gra is learning that Kula. Is he learning like Taifis as Havamina? Is he learning like Taifis as Maskana? Is he learning a third shot? But whatever it is, there's some kuda called not Mu'ad Mitzkirasan, right? That's Beferish in the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Udamanda Omar Karen Adifa, Sheikh Avanasan Azik. Then you could learn out. Now, in Chaira, that Karen, Kavanasan Azik is a Chumra, is Pashit. Everybody knows that Kavanasan Azik is a Chumra. I don't know everyone. But that is when Rashi says, Lo is Farish Heikha. I don't think Rashi means Lo is Farish Heikha that Kavanasan Azik is a Chumra. Right? That would be a pretty bad Rashi. Because it is a Beferish Gemara on Dav Dalet that Kavanasan Azik is a Chumra. And Rashi would never miss such a thing.
Well, initially Dav Dalet said it was a Kula.
Right, but the Maskana of the Maskana, Rashi, the Maisan Dav Dalet, didn't learn Dav Dalet that way. Rashi learned on Dav Dalet, it sounds like, just a simple reading of Rashi, on Dav Dalet, Rashi says in the bottom of the page, Balkorcha Chachi Mefarej, on the last Rashi, which means that like Rashi doesn't even like, it's like Rashi is a little different than Taifas, and they're Medaik and Rashi. The Rashi learns that there's almost like no Havamina. That's why it's Balkorcha. I think we said that in Shir. And I think so. Balkorcha Chachi Mefarej, and Rashi's learning that it's a hard, that the Havamina is very, very schwer. But what can you do? Balkorcha Chachi Mefarej. But definitely the Maskana, and maybe the Havamina too, but definitely the Maskana says Beferish that Kavanasa Lahazik is a Chumra. So when Rashi says, Lo is Farish Heikha, you can't say that Rashi didn't know where it says Kavanasa Lahazik is a Chumra. That would make Rashi look like a fool. I mean, even I knew where it says Kavanasa Lahazik is a Chumra. So Pasha Pshan in Rashi is that very nice Kavanasa Lahazik is a Chumra, but if Ein Mu'ad Mitzkirasan is a Kula, so you still can't learn out because we don't know just because you have a Chumra, but if you have a Chumra and a Kula, you can't learn out, which is really Beferish on the Gemara and Daf Dalet, because the Gemara and Daf Dalet said, the Maskana of the Gemara and Daf Dalet, that if it wrote Karen, you can't learn out Shane. If it wrote Shane, you can't learn out Karen. Why? Because each one has a Chumra and each one has a Kula. The Karen has a Chumra that it's Kavanas and Hazik, but Shane has a Chumra that it's Anod Azekah. So if it wrote Shane, I would say maybe Karen is Pater because Karen doesn't have the chumra of Chanan Hazeka. I, Karen, has the chumra of Kavanas and Hazek. So what? As long as you're missing a kula, a chumra, maybe you're butter, because maybe that chumra is what you need to be mechayev you. Vice versa. If it only wrote shame, if it only wrote Karen, I win no shame, because maybe you're missing, maybe you need the chumra of Kavanas and Hazek. So it's really beferish in the Gemara and the Dawin that if you have a chumra, but you're missing, if you have a chumra and a kula, you can't learn out, right? That's beferish in the Gemara, that because the Gemara, Karen has a chumra over Shane, and yet the Gemara says you can't learn it out from Shane, and Shane has a chumra over Karen, and yet the Gemara says you can't learn Shane from Karen, and that's because as long as there's a kula, you can't learn out. So, and it's very logical too, because till the Torah writes it, we don't know what's the gairain. So for all we know, that kula is it makes all the difference. For all we know, that it's only Kavanos and Hazek that makes the chiyah. For all we know, it's only Anon Hazekah that makes the chiyah. Right? So Nemeda Rashi is correct in saying, lo is farish hecha. Because granted, the Gemara and Daftawin says beferish that Kavanos and Hazek is a chumrah, but there's no way of knowing that chumrah balances out and removes the kula of not moving mitzvahsan. And therefore, if the Torah never wrote Bor, never wrote Karen, you could not learn out Karen because Karen has a kula. Ayat has a chumrah. So what? Right? That's Pashup Shan and Rashi. So Mimeda now comes along the Gra and says it's a Gemara, not Koda, which most people seem to learn the Gra. I mean, I think everyone learns the Gra. I don't know. That's what I think. That's the accepted. That's what my recollection for sure, that he's referring to the Gemara and Daf Dawit. So it's a pliat summa the Gra. All you see on Daf Dawit is that Kavanos and Hazek is a chumra, but it doesn't say anywhere that chumra can cancel out the kula of Emu and Mitchilasan. You don't see that on Daf Dawit. You don't see on Daf Dawit that a chumra can. If anything, Daf Dawit is a raya fakirat. You see on Daf Dawit that the chumra of Kavanos and Hazek doesn't cancel out the kula of Ein Hanod Azeka. So just like it doesn't cancel out the kula of Ein Hanod Azeka, Mehechi Taisi would cancel out the kula of not Mu'ud Mitzvilasan. Yes, all right. That's the question.
As far as Tosas' Shita over there, is that question a question? Because in Tosas' Shita over there, the Gemara initially genuinely proposes that Hanala Zeka is a kula, right? And the Gemara never is forced to come off. The Gemara is not challenging whether Hanala Zeka is a kula.
Yes, the way everyone learns that Gemara falls off of that.
No, there's no reason for the Gemara to fall off of that, unless the Gemara holds that of the Adarabba.
Right, okay.
No, they hold the Adarabba,
and once they hold the Adarabba, then they hold the opposite way. Then Nasar Azik is a Chumra, and Hanar Azik is a Chumra.
No, again, in Shita's Tosos, like we saw in the Mari. Gemara, the simple reason of the Gemara is the Gemara is only challenging the Kavanos Lahazik as being a kula. The Gemara is saying Kavanos Lahazik is not a kula. Kavanos Lahazik is a chumra. The Gemara didn't challenge whether Hanal Lezdeko is a kula or a chumra, right? So this simply
I don't know because Pashup Shad is.
That's what we saw in the Mari Cohen. The Mari Cohen was
I don't know, because the Gemara in the next step says, how do you learn? The Gemara, skipping a few lines later, the Gemara says, after Eved Abba, it says, so what's Trahida Parachachi? Lo roi akaren shei kapanas al hazik, means kapanas al hazik is a chumra. Ki roi shein shein kapanas al hazik. Lo roi shein shein shanod hazik, which means hanod hazik is a chumra.
So I would say the Gemara is citing that part. The Gemara is citing that line. The fact that the Gemara switched about Hanal Ezeko also indicates the Gemara needed to switch on that. Why the Gemara?
Because if you wouldn't have that point, you could learn out Karen from Shane.
No, you couldn't. You couldn't learn out Karen from Shane because she came water mitchilasan. You couldn't learn out because she came water mitchilasan.
Okay, but I know that's such.
That sounds solid. It sounds very solid to defend the Gemara. Okay,
I don't know. I don't know. The Parsha Pshat is. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Sounds, you know, he's making a diak. Why did the Gemara, that's where the Gemara.
It's not just a diak, it's in Cheshbon. In Cheshbon, the Gemara initially held Shane is a kula. There's nothing forcing us to move on that issue if we hold Shekin Wodemi Kiyasa.
I don't know. Most people learn that once you switch one, you switch the other. They're the same.
We definitely saw the Mari Cohen said it did not learn like that.
I don't know. I don't remember. We definitely saw that. Yeah. I don't remember that most people, I think, seem to learn that it's the same yashvah. So it works. The Mariko is because it's the mechayev of your animal. I think, but I don't remember. Both shot them there in the sheet, I think, would learn.
Andy, back me up.
I
remember this was necessary within Sandy's point. So that's why.
I would assume that both shot them switch to the opposite. That, I think, is a push of Shana, not down. So the then Rashi say that over there. I don't know, maybe not. But that's what the kid
it's only true in Rashi because Rashi all that never made sense to begin with.
I think the Ram said that once you switch one, you switch the other. So the Gemara switches. Right? You see the Gemara switches. So the Parshat Pshat. The reason why the Gemara switches, that's all part of the Adar Rabba. So you're making a diak. That's what the Gemara means because you have a diak. Why the Gemara switch? I'll tell you why the Gemara switch because of also the Adar Rabba. Okay, I don't know.
I mean, I just remember. Okay, I'm relatively certain in the Cheshbon of the Mari Cohen said if we said explicitly that.
Okay, I'm older than you, so my memory's not. I'm allowed not to remember things.
But not to ask a question.
You're allowed to say I forgot, but okay, I don't remember such a thing. I'm not recollection, but thinking about it, I don't see why we should say that. But okay.
Is it possible we can go back for a moment? What is the Pashup Shot in the Gra and what's Rebbe's question on that? Meaning what's the Pashup Shot?
The Gemara has a line. The Gemara has a line at Daf Dalet that says, the Lav Kava Chayberu, which means that the Gemara is saying that Kavanasa Lahasik is a Chumra. Originally, the Gemara thought, seemingly, either yes, a half a meter, no half a meter, that Kavanasa Lahasik is somehow a Kula. And the Gemara is switching and saying, no, Kavanasa Lahasik is a Chumra. And okay, I'm arguing with Shamir whether they're also switching that Anora Zeka is a Chumra. So the Gra is correct that the line that Shekein Kavanos on a Hazik, you do see on Daf Dawit that Kavanos on a Hazik is a Chumra. So if the Gemara only wanted to quote a Mekor that Kavanos, if the Gemara's Chiddush is only on Daf Ayama days, that Kavanos on a Hazik is a Chumra, that's what the Gemara means. Uraman da Amar Adarabi Karen Adipa She Kavanos on a Hazik means there's a man da Amar that Karen is Kavanos on a Hazik is a Chumra. Right, the Gemara that Tawid had a half a mina, let's take the Parshat Pshat, the Kavanos and Hazik is not a Chumra. And then there's a Manda Amar, which is a Maskana, that Kavanos and Hazik is a Chumra. So that's what the Gemara means. When a Manda Amar, Adrav and Karen Adiva, she Kavanos and Hazik, meaning that the Manda Amar that says Kavanos and Hazik is a Chumra. But the problem is that the Chayra, in obviously I'm sure Rashi knew that too. If I said Rashi knew that Daf Dawid, Igmara says Beferish, that Kavanos and Hazik is a Chumra. So what did Rashi mean though as far as Heikon? So it's Pashat. Rashi means the fact that you have a Chumra is not enough. The whole Mishnah and Daf Bey says you can't earn one from the other. doesn't mean when it said you can't learn one from the other, it doesn't mean I don't have any chumras. Of course I have chumras, but I still can't learn out. Because as long as I have a kula, or as long as you have one chumra over me, even though I have one chumra over you, we don't know. You can't learn it because you don't know what is the you know, what is the thing that makes a chiyuv. So granted, yes, Karen has a chumra of kavanah salahazik. But like the Gemara Daf Tau is saying, but you still can't learn out Karen from Shane because Shane has a chumra of hanad hazeka.
Isn't that step in Vlav Kavah Chomer saying that therefore we should be able to learn out Karen from Shane because it's a Kavah?
The step is saying, I don't believe the step of Vlav Kavah Chomer is arguing with the Gemara later that says you can't learn out Karen from Shane. It's saying that because that's what the next line in the Gemara says, Ena Emahachi. That line, the Gemara, when the Gemara says you can't learn out Karen from Shane, Eda Parachachi is a conclusion of this Maksha of Alav Kava Chomer. I don't think the Gemara is switching. What Pshat is Alav Kava
Chomer. It's not because of the Pircha from Evagama.
I'm just want to answer your question. That Alav Kava Chomer was responding to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said that the Pshat in the Mishnah is, when the Mishnah said you can't learn out Karen from Shane, the reason that the Mishnah is giving is because Karen is Kavanah Salahazik. Frank, the Gemara, if that was the reason, it would be a Kavah Chomer. But of course, there's a different reason. The Gemara is not arguing with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Pharisee, you can't learn out. It's just the Gemara is asking Lav Kavah Chomer, meaning the reason that you, Rabbi Yehuda, gave, that you said that you can't learn out because of Kavanah Salahazik, if anything, that would be a reason why you should be able to learn out. But, of course, there's a different reason why you can't learn out, which is I'm going to tell you in a minute, because it's missing the Chumra of Hanan Ezeka. That's the simple reading of that Tawin. So the Gemara.
So what is the Gemara? I'm just trying to understand the Gemara in that Dalit. What is the Gemara bringing in Erva Amma for? Isn't that a pure thought?
Erva Amma was supposed to be, according to most people, I don't want to start going to Erva Amma again, but according to most people, Erva Amma was a proof that Rav Yehuda was right. There's a machlokes in Hashkafa between Rav Yehuda and the Maksha, whether Kavanah Salahazik is a Kula or a Chumra. So they asked on Rav Yehuda Velav Kavah Chomer because Kavanah Salahazik is a kula. So somehow or another, Eved Ba'amma was supposed to be a simon or a siva, and that's where it gets very confusing, is that somehow or another either it's a raya from the Tana, or it's a, but that's where they said that the, I forgot already who proved that wasn't Shat Taisus, I remember, that in other words, but it's Eved Ba'amma is some kind of indication that Kavanah Salahazik is either a simon or a siva. You know, that was different ways of saying it, that Kavanah Salahazik is a kula, like Rabbi Yehuda said. But once we get rid of Eved Ba'amma, then we go back. So Eved Ba'amma was slugging up the line of Lav Kavah Chomer to try and defend Rabbi Yehuda. So then we have to say, you're right, Rabbi Yehuda must be like either a misprint or he's wrong. We weren't sure about that either, whether it was a misquote or the Gemara saying they're just arguing with him. And the Gemara is saying, you say it the other way. But you see from the Gemara, Beferish at the end, the Gemara at the end holds that Kavanah Salahazik is a Chumrah. The Gemara says that if you only wrote Karen, you wouldn't know Shane. So that means that Kavanah Salahazik is a Chumrah. And yet the Gemara at the same moment says, if you only wrote Shane, I wouldn't know Karen. Hi, Kavanah Salahazik is a Chumrah. So you see clearly in the Gemara that even if I have a Chumra of Kavanah Salahazik, but I might out there because you for it have a Chumra that I don't have, right? In other words, I'm having a race with someone. So you say, well, my car is definitely gonna win because I have a better motor. So, yeah, you have a better motor, but you don't have as good driver. So who's going to win? I don't know. Which criteria is going to make the winning? Is he Is the motor going to determine who wins? The driver going to determine who wins? We can't know. If you, you know, there's no way of knowing. It's a suffix. And therefore, if you only wrote one, you tell one car reached the finish line. I don't know if the other one will make it to the finish line. Maybe his motor will conk out. Maybe his driver will conk out. So get into an accident. You know, like there's no one doesn't prove the other. So that's Pashup Shan in the Gemara and Daf Dawid, that having a chumrah doesn't allow you to learn as long as there is a kula. So since it's the Farish on Daf Hey that Karen has some kind of kula that is not Mu'ad Mitchilaso, that's the Farish in the Gemara Daf Hey. Now we don't know what that kula is, but it is a kula. It's the Farish in the Gemara that Karen has a kula. So if Karen has a kula, so what are you saying? Well, but since it's Kavanah, so Karen Adiv is Yosef Hazek, therefore you can learn out. Well, why? How does Kavanah Sala Hazek undo the kula? And once if it can't undo the kula, then you can't learn out. Right? So that we don't know what the Gra is doing. He's bringing a Gemara. The Gemara only said one step, that Kavanah Sala Hazek is a Chumrah. It's almost like even if, I mean, I'm going to ask this question, but then it's almost making it impossible to answer. But even if you would say the answer like Shamir, it's very, very daichik, because it comes out that the Gra is so cryptic. In other words, he's quoting Daf Dawid. He says, what are you saying, Rashi? You don't know. Look at Daf Dawid. Now, Daf Dawid just says, or maybe it's not Shamir, but you know, but Daf Dawid just said, Kavanah Sala Hazek. Rashi knew that also. So Terah says, you got a cheshbon that you can figure out from Daf Dawid.
And the simple reading of Daf Dawid is that way. The simple reading of Daf Dawid is the Gemara was only.
Okay.
And the Gemara was answering that challenge from Eved Va'ama. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. Rashi has to say the Dokik because Rashi thought the whole thing never made sense to begin with.
Okay.
Challenging bull.
I'm not ready to argue. Coming again to that, but that's the problem. It's a very serious problem. Right. That's Pashas. Anyway, what? Let me hear what. Okay, I don't have to argue with you, but does anyone else have any suggestions?
Same, but whatever. Just to clarify, whatever suggestion we have to also say that it's not pashut that Rashi missed it or Rashi. I mean, it has to. Yeah, I mean,
that's right. You know, it's a very. It's going to be right. Okay, I don't really have a suggestion either. I know I hear your suggestion. Okay, I don't know what I was thinking, but it's not so good either. So I'm not really, but I is that there's sometimes a kula can undermine the chumrah and sometimes it can't. When can a kula undermine a chumrah? A chumrah undermine a kula? Right, we said this, I think, yesterday. Ready? When can the akut undermine a chumrah?
When they get neutralized.
When they're on the same track, right? There's sometimes, you know, there is the example I gave that I have a better motor and you have a better driver, who they can't neutralize each other. But if my Maida is compensates for my chisarin, you know, there is the Maida. I have a chisarin, but I have a maida which solves my chisarin. You know, it's you know there is I have a chisarin, but gufa I have a maida which compensates for it. Right, a person is blind, because he's blind, he has better hearing. So and now there's something which really is nogea hearing is sufficient. You say, well, Reuven's better because he can see. Yeah, but Shimon can hear, and his hearing compensates for his lack of seeing. Because with his hearing, it's not a good example. I apologize. But, you know, but in this situation, being able to hear makes you more, a person who can hear will do better than a person who can see. because the hearing is more important. So the his ma'ila of hearing compensates for the chisaron of the we have that by certain averas, that if a person does, and normally you're doing avera, you have to do tshuva, obviously. But there are certain averas that there's a way you can do it, a mitzvah which compensates for the avera. It says in Rabbeinu Yonah, you do a chiddush Hashem, so you make a kiddush Hashem. So that's not tshuva. That's just you're undoing the negative, right? So it's a different system. There's a system that I can undo the negative if I'm on the same track. Since chiddush Hashem and kiddush Hashem are on the same track, so it's like the heishiv as a gzeira. I stole, I returned the gzeira. So I don't need as much tshuva because I undid the avera. If I killed someone, I can't undo it. So then you need a higher level of tshuva. If I stole, I can undo it. Heishiv as a gzeira. If I made a chiddush Hashem, I can make a kiddush Hashem. If I spoke lashon hara, I can tell the person I didn't mean it and undo it. Right. So if somehow or another we could make that Kavanazo Lahazik is on the same track as not being Mu'adim Itchilasam, then we could maybe explain the Gra. So the it might be dependent on how the Gra understood. You know, we have this X. We don't know what the Pircha of not Mu'adim Itchilasam is. What it is. So if we could figure out that the Gra understood the Kula of not Mu'ad Mitchalasam in a manner that Kavanos Lahazik is an opposite. In other words, on Daf Dawid, Kavanos Lahazik and Anod Hazek are not opposites. They're just, they don't compensate for each other. They don't undo each other. They're just two rival Svaras. So therefore, they don't. One doesn't cancel out the other, and we say that we don't know who's going to win. Which factor is the stronger factor? Which factor causes the chiyuv? Because there are two unrelated factors. It's possible kavanas lahazik causes the chiyuv, and it's possible not azeka causes the chiyuv. They're like rivals. But if in our, maybe the gra holds on that hay that the Kavanos Lahazik is not a rival to this the chumrah of Mu'ad Mitchilasam, but it undoes the kula Mu'ad and not Mu'ad Mitchilasam. So then the gra would make sense. It'd be somewhat chaser. Okay, I would agree because you don't really see that from Daf Dawud, but that's maybe what he's saying. Daf Dawud says Kavanos Lahazik is a chumrah. And it's on, and what the Gemara means to say is the chumrah of Kavanos Lahazik cancels out the kula of not being Mu'ad Mitchilasam. And that's where he's arguing with Rashi.
In the first day it holds what? The first day is to ask Shekin Mu'ad Mitchilasam. He holds
that. In other words, the Gra would say in the first day it would hold that, like Dr. Gawandra said, that Kavanos Lahazik is not a chumrah. It's a kuda, like the 2 days on Daf Dawid.
I mean, again, the other day is slugged up. The day that holds the kula is slugged up.
We don't know. That wasn't so simple. The Gemara. We thought the Rav Yehuda. We had a good side to think the Rav Yehuda actually held that way. The Gemara, the stomach of the Gemara disagrees, but Rav Yehuda is a great person. He obviously held the yes that way. So it's not like it. There's no. You know, just because the stam of the Gemara disagreed doesn't mean the Gemara is not allowed to quote Rabbi Yehuda. So there's a machlekes on Daf Dawid, whether what the Gemara is saying, the machlekes on Daf Dawid, whether Kavanos Lahazik is a chumra and a kula. And the Gemara on Daf Hey, which is closer in the Gra, but okay, I'm not happy about this, that the Gra is saying that the Gemara has a logic, which I don't even know what it is offhand, that the chumrah of Kavanos Lahazik undoes the kula of not being Mu'ad Mitchilasam. Therefore, The Gemara is saying like this: if your whole kavanas and a hazik is not a kula, is not a chumra, okay, so then you can't learn out Karen from everything else, because Karen is not mu'ud mitzchilasan. But if you learn that kavanas and a hazik is a chumra, which is one day on that Dawid, so then logic tells us that the chumra of kavanas and a hazik undoes the kula of that mu'ud mitzchilasan. And since it undoes that, therefore you could learn out. That's why I would learn the gra. That's what I would assume he's saying.
That structure, Rebbe's not giving you svara yet, is
it? Well, okay, the structure is
I'm asking,
is,
I'm just asking.
It's half the battle.
I'm just clarifying that so far this is only structure.
It's only structure. I'm giving away for you to give me the Hasberg. How so? But that would be, I think that would be passable. It's not beautiful. It's not glad, because the Grah is left out, you know, the explanation how Kavanas and Hazik cancels out the Chumrah, the Kula of not being Mu'ud Mitzchilasan. But okay, the Grah is a Grah. You know, the Grah is like, you know, known to be Mr. Cryptic. So he just,
what's a little bit tricky is you're also going to have to make sure to explain why it's Tolui and it's being what I'm bothered by is that theoretically even the Makshin over there could have held that it's the Kavanas, even Rabbi Yehuda could hold it's a Kula and a Chumra. He doesn't have to hold that it's only a Kula. He could also hold that it's a Chumra.
I don't know that the according to the for sure, according to the first sheet in the Gubetzes on top Dawa, not the second. The first, I forget what it was a Mari. It was
Mari Cohen Tzedek, actually.
No, Mari Cohen Tzedek was the first one. Yeah. Okay. So according to Mari Cohen Tzedek, it was the same when the Gemara has Lav Kavu Chomer. It's the same trend. It's the same svara. So I would see that Yehuda did not hold that, because it's the same. It's a question. What, you know, if it's a different svara like the other sheet does, so then okay, it could be like the two different svaras. But if it's even there, the Yeshua Sharedis and Chakirat, what's the Machayas? He also don't hold each other. But in the first Svara, where it's the same Svara, so if you hold, you know, they're opposites. Pashtus, he couldn't hold of it. The Pashtus. Anyway, that would be a structure. Now, the question is, okay, now you're now saying you want to figure it out. What is that? That's hard. Maybe we could say something. I'm not sure. I've been changing every day. Not all day. I've been doing it all day, but it's basically changing. But if you learn like Tysus, that the Kula is that it's Bechezka Shimur, right? The Kula is Chezka Shimur. So what does Chezka Shimur do? What does Chezka Shimur do? So what is Chezka Shimur?
So if it's Cheskes Shimur, then I'm not chayiv for what damage it does, because I'm not responsible to wash it.
Why don't you have to watch it?
Because it's considered Shimur.
Because I don't have to be, in other words, I don't have to worry that it's going to do a hezek. So since I don't have to worry, I don't have to do a hezek, so I don't have to watch it. So maybe, I mean, doesn't the way they learn, again, the Mariko and Tzedek and Dr. Alvin, learned that Kavanas al Hazik makes that somehow or another it makes it more Hazik Adaite than it might do Hazik. No, that's what he said. That somehow or another, right? That's how we learned over there in Abdawa, that Kavanas al Hazik makes it more Hazik Adaite, more. So maybe that somehow or another takes away the fact that it's Bechezka Shimur. So what if it's Bechezka Shimur? But the Maisa, it's Kavanas on Hazik. In other words, I would say it like this. I think a good marshal. There's two types of things. right. The sugya of right. Says Ruba de Isakaman, Ruba de Lasakaman. Ruba de Lasakaman is called the freak of nature. According to the Shmaitza, we once did this in Shir that I couldn't tell the very strange Shmaitza. There's a Shmaitza that says that Ruba de Lasakaman is stronger than Ruba de Isakaman. The shot is, why should that be? They're both probabilities. So he said as follows. He said that Ruba de Lasakaman is not just probability. Ruba de Lasakaman means it's a freak of nature. Ruba de Isakaman doesn't say it's not a freak of nature. It's just improbable. In other words, lightning will strike a tree. It's not a freak of nature. The person wins a lottery. You won't say it was a freak of nature. Someone had to win, right? That's a better lottery. But when a person won, it was one out of a million odds that he would win. So there's a Ruba de Isakaman that he's not going to win. But there's no Ruba de Lasakaman that he's not going to win, because it's not a freak of nature. It's not a freak of nature. It's a normal thing. Someone has to win. You won't say, wow, a freak of nature, I won. Why is not a freak of nature? Someone had to win, so you were the one that won. It's not a nation, should all be derech hateva. Certain things are, you know, there's a chazaka that human nature is people act a certain way. Sam Safri Dini Mig McMeary, and the guy didn't do that. It's a freak of nature. Even though the probability might be much greater, but it's a freak of nature. It goes against the laws of normal behavior, of the normal psychology of people. So it's called a freak of nature. So if you say like this, you say that the Cheska Shimur is saying that it's a freak of nature. Animals, the cows are domesticated. For a cow to go ahead and to do Ezek is a freak. In other words, it's like, you know, there are freaks in the world. There are freaks. So it's a flu. You don't have to be nervous for a fleek, for a freak. You know, a person has to be asigadaite, a freak. You don't worry. But now when you come along, you say, Kavanos, they say, it's not a freak. It's a normal behavior in an animal. It just doesn't happen that often. In other words, the question is it a freak or is it just an improbable and has a certain behavior that only comes out once every 20 years? But it's a, when it comes out, you don't say that your animal had a, you know, it was a freak of nature that my animal acted against the normal psychology of behemoths. No, the behemoths, it's in the behemoth psychology that they have a Kavanos Elazik, just for whatever reason, that part of their personality doesn't come out that often. Right? So that could be the difference. In other words, if you don't hold the Kavanos Elazik, so then the fact that when an animal does Hezik, it means it's a freak of nature. It's not just, and that's cool. That would make for the Cheska Shimur Kaime. It's a freak of nature. You know, I don't have to be asigadaite, freaks of nature. That my animal will act in a way that's against his internal psychology. My animal is domesticated. My animal is such a loving dog. It kisses, you know, whatever. My cow is like a, you know, he's such a, you know, like the person says, you don't have to worry about my dog. You know, it's just a friendly dog, you know. And then it goes in and it bites someone. So that was a fluke. It was a fluke. My dog is always such a loving dog. So it's a fluke of nature. So a fluke, I don't have to worry about. But Kavanos Elazik is saying, no, it's not a fluke. It's not that a bee bit your dog and got your dog angry, and that's why the dog bit the person. The dog or the animal, you know, the animal always had in him Kavanos Elazik. That's part of the animal's teva. Animals have a teva. It happens to be that it doesn't usually come out. It's like just certain parts of our personality that don't usually come out, but it's there. It's a normal, it's a real thing. It's like, so it just, it was a lot. You won the lottery that this day, that part of the animal's personality came out. So it's, once it's not a freak of nature, then it's logical. You should be, there's no p'tur anymore.
I apologize. I'm just trying to get clear. Is Rebbe arguing that because it's not a freak of nature, that therefore it is not bechezkas shibur kaimi? Is that what Rebbe's arguing?
And the p'tur.
Really come out the machlokes.
I don't use the words bechezkas shibur la bechezkas shibur. I don't know if I want to use those terms.
If you say la
the p'tur that was generated was, let's make up our own words, okay? You can set them in. I don't know if the words b'chad g'shim and b'chad g'shim are very ambiguous. The p'tur of that mu'ed mitchilaso is that it's not in your personality. The Torah, it's not, it's something like Tosis of b'chad g'shim, but it's, I don't know if that's exactly what b'chad g'shim, but you could be it is. There's a p'tur that this isn't, I don't have to be asik adayde that my animal is going to act in a way that's against the psychology of animals.
Why would it, once it's been established to do such, what would that mean to say you don't need to be asik adayte? It's mu'ed. We're saying it we're talking
about the Gemara. We're talking about
actually mu'ed, correct?
We're talking about, we're probably talking about Tom.
Well, Tom, you can only learn out from if you hold like Paul Ganiska Mamona, correct? If you hold Paul Ganiska Kanasa and it's Labet, it's Bechezka Shimer Kaimi,
we're talking about time. We're not talking about mu'ed.
So Tosfos says we're talking about mu'ed, correct?
No. Tosfos says, I think we're talking about time. I think we're talking about, let's assume for argument's sake that we're talking about time. Tosfos says that the Gemara means that because it's the, Tosfos says that the Pircha is Bechez Kashima, that's only time. Right? So Tosfos says we're talking about time. So we're saying like this, that means that this is normal. Mu'ed means it's not probable in mathematical. It's saying we're just changing the word. And instead of saying that probability and how often it happens, the question is not how often, but if it's normal in other words, that's what it says here in the Sugya of Rav, that things can be equally in probability, but if one is a freak and one is not, it makes a difference. So the same thing here, that the Gemara's Pircha of that everything else is mu'ed mitchilason means it's normal. It's a normal thing for a fire to burn. It's a normal thing for a board to break things. It's a normal thing for Shane to eat, but it's not normal for cows. Are these animals are domesticated, they are home, these are, you know, a cat, a dog, these are domesticated animals, and it's not normal, it's against the teva of the animal to do hezek. Now, ain achinami, once in a blue moon, the animal does hezek, but pshat is that when it does that, he's going against his nature. So you don't have to be asik adayte or worry about that the animal's going to go against his nature, that there's some kind of tour. I don't have to be worried about that the animal's going to go against his nature. Udamanda Amar Kavanasa Azik is saying that the carrot, that there's a, that Kavanasa Azik is a chumrah, and we don't assume it's against the animal's nature. We say that the animal is giving vent to its personality. It's a part of his personality. The animal is a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Even though normally the animal, you know, it's a Mr. Schmooze, even though normally your Elsie the cow is such a nice, Mr. Dicka, loving cow, but he's also a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and he has in him, in part of his personality, is he's Kavanos on Isaac. He doesn't usually bring out that part of his personality. That's a dormant part of his personality. But if it comes out, you can't say that the animal was acting as a freak. So therefore, it removes the whole kula of that it's not usual, because it once it's normal behavior, even normal behavior, even though it's not usual, it's irrelevant. The ptur is only because it's not normal.
Rebbe, I'm just confused.
Not, regular, not that it's not common.
I don't understand. The chumrah of kavanas lahazik is true even by muad. So I'm not. It's not a new. I'm just trying to understand what Rebbe is trying to say here. There's a chumrah of kavanas lahazik that's across the board by a shor that's no geah. That the fact that the animal is kavanas lahazik is an additional reason for which the bialim or it's incumbent upon the bialim to be shomer the animal. So I'm saying if you're saying the svara is like. It sometimes does. If the whole svara of kavanas lahazik is it sometimes does this, then that's not a svara by okay, movement. It does.
Okay, but what did the Ma'ariv Kohen Tzedek say? Okay, in Adav Da'awah, he said that since it's kavanas lahazik, therefore you have to be asik adaite, right? So that's saying, in other words, the fact that it's a normal thing for your animal to be kavanas lahazik, it's not making kavanas lahazik on that dawin is not making it more probable than shame. Shame is on the zeka, but it's not making it more probable, but it's making it more asigadaita somehow or another. Kavanas lahazik is a svara to make it more asigadaita. So that's maybe what the so if not muad if a muad mitchilasan. Was a svara that it's not asik adaite, so then kavanas lahazik can make it asik adaite, so it's on track, right? What we're trying to make is emuah mitzvahsan and kavanas lahazik are on the same track. That's the goal. We want to make that they undermine each other. We said you can only say undermining if they're working on the same track. So we have to figure out a way that Eimu and Mitzchelason and Kavanas al-Hazik is on the same track. So if you learn, like for example, the other pshat in Kavanas al-Hazik is because you have to pay for your animal, you know, like the other sheet the Mekubet says. So that has nothing to do with Eimu and Mitzchelason. There's some special chumrah that you have to pay for your animal because your animal is a guilty a convict. So you have to take over your animal's chiyuv. But what is that? But I have a ptur of emu and mitzchilasan. They're definitely not on the same track. But I'm saying, but if you learn like the first shot on Daf Da'awah, the Ma'ariv Kohen said that you tell me that the kavanas lahazik is the reason that makes it more asik adaite. So then maybe you'll say that aim came not being muad mitzchalasim is also to make it more asik adaite. And not being muad mitzchalasim takes away asik adaite. So they're on the same track. Everything's on one track. The track is asik adaite. So that's the criteria. The criteria, so we say, you're telling me I can't learn out Karen. Because Karen is not asik adaite, because it's not muad mitchilaso. And since it's not muad mitchilaso, therefore it's not asik adaite. But adarabba, Karen is kavanaso lahazik, and kavanaso lahazik makes it more asik adaite. So it compensates for the, even though it shouldn't be asik adaite because it's not muad mitchilaso, but there's a different reason which makes asik adaite and it overrides your reason. Right? That's trying to say that they.
When the Gemara says that muad mitchilason is a factor, and if we say that it's, let's say, Tosas Pshat, that it's because Beches Kashimur, they still know that there is a kavanos on a hazik. And if there is a kavanah, they know that, and still they hold that it's b'chazka shimur, or they hold, and that's what I think Shamir is trying to say. So how does the Grah get it from that Gemara then?
Yeah, so if you would say that the first day of hell, that kavanah salahazik is not, it's a kula, not a chumrah. They didn't know that the Kavanos on a hazik makes for asik adaite. that was a Marie going Tzaddik's Chiddush.
Our Stam Gemara is going not like the Stam Gemara over there then.
Right. In other words, our Stam Gemara saying the original Gemara did not know that Kavanasa Lahasik makes for Hasik a Daite. And therefore it was assuming that Karen is less Hasik a Daite because it's not Mu'ud Mitzvah. So, but once you bring in that Dawid that Kavanasa Lahasik makes him more Hasik a Daite, so if it's logical that makes it that compensates even for the cause of lack of asik adaite because of not mu'ud mitzilaso, because the if once you understand that kavanos and asik makes an asik adaite, so it makes an asik adaite over and above not mu'ud mitzilaso either. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I'm not so.
I guess I'm not clear how we're avoiding the fact that La Becheska Shimer Kaimei should be playing into this. Meaning, simply speaking, if it's La Becheska Shimer Kaimei, if it's Becheska Shimer Kaimei, if it's Becheska Shimer Kaimei. Right, so then if you're making this argument of Kavanas Lahasik makes it more Asagadaite, is that saying that it's taking out of Cheska Shimur? I mean, why are you saying more Asagadaite is something?
Because the advantage of a Cheska Shimur is that therefore it's low Asagadaite. Maybe that's all, it's all goes into the same category, all the same thing.
Kanas is a real mandamra, and the day that says Shekim Wadim in Chilasim, that's a real mandamra. It's not a havamin, it's lahalacha lamaisa. So I'm saying we can't be say, be tola in the day that holds it, kavanas lahazik a kula.
Okay, I hear. Okay, anyway, that's just something. Summarize we were holding, because I don't know the answer for sure. Maybe. I don't know. I hear. Now, that's just where we're holding, because we, especially the end of the week. Basically, Rashi says he doesn't know where. So we're assuming that Rashi, of course, knows the Gemara Daf Dawit says Kavanos Lahasik is a Chumrah. But Rashi says, I don't know where it says that the Chumrah of Kavanos Lahasik can override the kula of not being mu'ud mitzilaso, because once there's a kula, we can't learn it out. You have a chumrah, but maybe because of your kula, you don't work. So that's Rashi's problem. So the gra pashas is very shver, because all the gra is doing is quoting a gemara on daf Dawin, which says that kavanos lahasik is a chumrah. Okay, now there is true that there is an advantage that on Daf Dawit it also had a different day of the Kavanos and Hazik is not a Chumrah. So that could theoretically be the two days in our Gemara. But seemingly that doesn't help us, because even if the first day I held the Kavanos, didn't hold the Kavanos and Hazik. Second day I hold the Kavanos and Hazik. But we never saw anyone. How does the Gemara know? Where would the Gemara get that company you can learn out? Because still there's a kula. If there's a kula that it's not mu'ud mitzilaso, so who cares that it has a chumrah of kavanas and ahazik?
So
I'm repeating to regular clarity. So right, that was the problem. That if there's a kula of not mu'ud mitzilaso, so what difference does it make that you have a chumrah? The chumrah, Yifort can't learn out, because maybe that kula is what makes a difference. So our suggestion, the structure I think was good. The hezber in the structure, I don't know. The structure that we're trying to say is that we anyway don't know what the kula of that mu'ud mitzilason is. That's unknown in the sugya. I mean, Taisus says of shat, but L'chaira, clearly, Rashi and the Gra are not working with Taisus's chat, because Taisus doesn't have any problem of Lois Farish Heichas, of the Farish Gemara and Daf Tesvav. So the fact that Rashi has the problem of Lois Farish Heichas and the Gra is trying to resolve that problem in Rashi, Parship Shad, right, this is what was pointed out yesterday. I've been saying that I was arguing, you know, the Taisus says, not like, you know, even though we wanted to put yesterday, we said we could put Rashi into Taisus, but Taisus himself says, not like that. So the Parship Shad, this was, I forgot who said this yesterday. That Parship Shad is that the that Rashi's not working with Taisus, and the Gra, who is also trying to answer the problem, is also not working with Taisus. So we don't know. There's like sometimes an unknown is a very valuable thing when having a problem because it gives you flexibility. We don't know how the Gra learned the Pircha of Nat Mu'ed Mitzkelasa. So since we don't know how he learned that, so the suggestion is, let's learn the Pircha of Nat Mu'ed Mitzkelasa in a manner where Kavanas L'Azeh can undermine it. And then, not because it but undermines it, because it's on the same track and it mamish cancels it out. So then that would answer the problem. The problem is, what's the Gross talking about? How you still can't learn out because there is a Kula of Nat Mu'ed Mitzkelasa. So if you understood what the Kula of Nat Mu'ed Mitzkelasa is, which we don't, you would understand that Kavanos L'Azeh totally eliminates it.
You have to say that, right? Because otherwise it would be a Pircham, it should be a Pircham that Kavachim and Avdalid. Not Mu'ed Mitzkelasa should be a Pircham that Kavachim.
Okay, but I don't think so, because the Gemara and Dav Dawid Pashup Shat, why isn't Hanada Zeka Pircha and that Kavu Chaymer? So Pashup Shat and Dav Dawid, the Gemara is only focusing on the line that Rabbi Yehuda said. Of course, there are Pirchas on that Kavu Chaymer. The Gemara in the very next line says that Hanada Zeka is a Pircha and that Kavu Chaymer. It says in the next line, if you wrote Shane, we wouldn't be able to learn out Karet. The Gemara is just speaking to Rav Yehuda. You, Rav Yehuda, said Kavanos L'Azeh is a Kula. Based on the information that you presented, that would be a Kavanos. But of course, there are other Pirchas. That's Pashup Shad and Daf Dawud. Now, yesterday, someone wanted to say, I think also was Shamir that day, a different reading in Daf Dawud. Okay, that would be a different way, you know, in answering the Gemara that he makes. But I hear too. But the Parshup Shad is that's not that the Kavu Chaymer is only in a vacuum. It's only dealing with Rabbi Yehuda's factors, but not anything else. Because the very next line in the Gemara says that there's no Kavu Chaymer because you can't learn out from Shane because Shane is Hanad Azeka. So it's only the Gemara is just speaking based on what Rabbi Yehuda said. But not doesn't. But if you bring in not Mu'ed Mitzkelasa, and you kill the Kavu Chaymer, just like you kill the Kavu Chaymer when you bring in not Hanad Azeka, Hanad Azeka.
So then, what are we left with the Gaon's understanding is to answer for Rashi? If it's only within Rabbi Yehuda,
I'm suggesting that the Gra, and then the suggestion I'm suggesting, which Sandy says is a structure. Okay, we'll leave it as a structure. The structure I'm saying is that the Gra understood Emuah Mitzkelasa in a certain manner that Kavanas, once you say Kavanas L'Azeh is a Chumrah, then it neutralizes that Kula because they're on the same track.
We're borrowing the question from Rav Yehuda and Dav Dalet, even though it doesn't really apply the same way?
No, nothing to do with that. We see the Gemara is Maskana and Dav Dalet. It's saying Kavanos L'Azeh is a Chumrah. That's all we're borrowing from Dav Dawud. The Gemara has 2 days on Dav Dawud. If Kavanos L'Azeh is a Chumrah or a Kula. That's all we see on Dav Dawud.
We're not going on the Kavu Chaymer.
Nothing to do with the Kavu Chaymer, yes.
Okay.
The Kavu Chaymer is just a way of saying that it's a Chumrah. So the Hamir thought it's a Kula, and the Maskana is saying it's a Kula. So it's a Chumrah. The Hamir thought it's a Kula, and the Maskana is saying it's a Chumrah. What we're saying is that the Gra is saying, once you say that Kavanos L'Azeh is a Chumrah, then you can earn out. The question is, why should that be? But for it, there's a Kula. And we know that when you have a Chumrah and a Kula, you can't learn out. Like the Gemara says clearly on Dav Dawud, when you have the chumra of kavanas and hazik and the kula of ein hanada zeka, you can't learn out. So we're saying a structure because and daftawid, the chumra of kavanas and hazik and the kula of ein hanada zeka are two different tracks. They're two different tracks, they don't cancel out. So therefore, the chumra exists and the kula exists. And maybe since there's a chumra and a kula, you can't learn out because maybe the kula is a factor. As long as they both coexist, you can't learn out. But over here on Daf Hey, if you would understand how Mu'a Mitzvah works, you would understand that that kula is on the same exact track as the chumra of Kavanos and Hazik. And therefore, once you say Kavanos and Hazik is a chumra, so it totally equalizes the kula of not Mu'a Mitzvah.
But I'm ready to pay. Let me know what your hourly rate is, please.
Oh, okay. Anyway, but I'm very expensive. Anyway, but okay. The Maisa, I think it's a decent structure, but I agree. It's not only a structure. But all right, if you people, we can try and figure it out over Shabbos. I assume after Shabbos we'll move on to a different fight a little bit.
Yeah.
But okay.